USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
In November, President Donald Trump issued an executive order accusing Chinese officials of increasingly exploiting U.S. markets. As a result, China Unicom Hong Kong, China Mobile, and China Telecom will each be delisted from U.S. markets. Senator John Kennedy, the bill's author, says Communist China has been the bully on the playground of America's stock exchanges for years, and that stops today, end quote. Democrat representative from California Nancy Pelosi won speakership for the fourth time in a very close vote. The 216-209 vote was closer than most expected. Georgia's Senate runoffs are likely headed to dramatic finishes Tuesday as both parties prepare to sprint down the finish line. The two races will decide who controls the Senate. The contest has GOP Senators David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler against Democrats John Ossoff and the Reverend Warnock. USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
With tens of millions of Americans discounting the 2020 election as ripe with fraud and corruption, GOP Texas Senator Ted Cruz leads the fight against certifying the final electoral count Wednesday. USA Radio News' Jeremy Scott reports.
Senator Cruz of Texas and 11 other Republican senators plan to challenge President-elect Joe Biden's Electoral College victory on Wednesday. Senator Cruz tells Fox News this is an extraordinary time in our country's history.
We've seen in the last 2 months unprecedented allegations of voter fraud. And that's produced a deep, deep distrust of our democratic process across the country. I think we in Congress have an obligation to do something about that. We have an obligation to protect the integrity of the democratic system.
Republicans hope to establish a commission to determine who gets the Electoral College votes.
To assess these claims of fraud.
They're calling for a 10-day audit of each state in question. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
We are USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, at auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Phone call between President Trump and Georgia's Secretary of State Saturday is making its way through the news cycle this morning. USA Radio News' Dan Araki has more.
A recording of a phone call between President Trump and Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger was released Sunday, in which the president appears to push Georgia election officials to overturn the presidential election in his favor. The Washington Post first reported on the details of the call. Senator David Perdue says he's shocked that a member of the Republican Party would tape a sitting president. The Georgia Republican tells Fox News that what he heard on the tape was the exact thing President Trump has been saying since the November election.
What the president said is exactly what he's been saying the last few months, and that is that, the last 2 months anyway, we've had some irregularities in the election in November, and he wants some answers. He has not gotten them yet from our Secretary of State. It's one reason why I asked for him to resign. We haven't got it from our state legislature because there's been no special session called. And then he went to court, the president went to court, and then I went to court. And the courts have denied us hearings saying it's more of a legislative issue. So what the president said in this tape today is no different than what he's been saying for the last 2 months.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The Georgia Senate runoff elections is Tuesday.
Don't let the sun catch you crying.
Jerry Marsden, the lead singer of the 1960s British rock band Jerry and the Pacemakers, died of a heart infection Sunday at 78. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Bry.